Ciao! Great news if you're thinking about joining our online Italian school. Doors are now officially open.
Due to growing demand, places are limited and we sometimes have to close registration early. So if you're interested, now's the perfect time to join. Click the link in the description to find out more. Ever had the feeling that your pronunciation of grazie is just slightly off? If so, don't worry, you're in good company. This word is perhaps responsible for more pronunciation mistakes than any other among Italian learners. Keep listening to find out what makes grazie so hard to get right and pick up some tips on how to pronounce it correctly every time. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages. Before we get started with today's episode, we wanted to let you know that the doors to our online Italian school are opening in just a few days. If you'd like us to notify you when registration opens, click the link in the description.
We'd love to see you there.
Grazie for your interest in the online Italian school. And speaking of grazie, have you ever wondered about the pronunciation? It's such a simple word, but the details are actually quite hard to get right.
What makes these words so tricky?
Well, when we break it down, there's not just one, not two, but three challenging sounds that don't come naturally to English speakers. But once you know how to pronounce them, everything kind of clicks into place. We'll show you how in this episode.
First, let's listen to a typical conversation in Italian. Next, we'll break it down and you'll learn each of these sounds along the way.
Vuoi un caffè?
Sì, grazie.
Zucchero?
No, grazie.
Ecco il tuo caffè.
Grazie.
Amaro, come la vita.
Grazie mille.
First, I said...
Vuoi un caffè?
Do you want a coffee? Literally, that's...
Vuoi...
You want...
Un...
A...
Caffè.
Coffee. Then, Matteo said...
Sì, grazie.
Yes, thank you. Our first sound is the one everyone makes a mistake with at some point when learning Italian. Diana, one of the teachers in our online Italian school, who recommended this topic, told me that Italian learners usually get the ending wrong, so they either say... Grazie or grazia. But listen to Matteo again and carefully focus on the ending.
Grazie.
If you listen really carefully, it ends in an e sound. And just before the e, there's a little y sound.
Grazie.
The trick to getting this ending right is to pretend you're saying yeah in English. So just like a grumpy teenager... If you ask them if they've tidied their room, yeah, grazie. Have a go.
Grazie. Grazie. Grazie.
Some resources recommend pronouncing it like grazie, with two syllables at the end, C and E. But that can lead you to overpronounce the ending. When natives say it, it's a short, sharp, yeah sound.
Grazie.
If you just say yeah at the end, you should naturally make that sound with no problems. Let's practice again, getting faster and faster. Grazie. 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 Grazie.
Grazie.
Then we heard...
Zucchero.
Sugar.
No, grazie.
No, thank you. As this is our second example of grazie, let's look at our second tricky sound. Moving back through the word, we come to the letter Z, or Z for our American audience.
Which is not the same as in English.
No, it's more like a TS sound, so similar to the TS in the English word cats. Cats. Grazie.
It's the same as another Italian word you might know, pizza.
So think of the food pizza and not the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
pizza.
Or mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Let's hear it in our word for today.
Grazie. Grazie. Grazie.
You can pronounce this sound by starting with similar sounding words in English. So you know how some people shorten the word congratulations to congrats?
Sì.
Let's take just the last part. Graz.
Graz.
Now try saying graz and then yeah. Put the two words together. How fast can you say it? Graz, yeah. Graz, yeah. Graz, yeah. Grazie. Grazie. Grazie.
Grazie.
Next, you heard.
Ecco il tuo caffè.
Here's your coffee. Word for word.
Ecco.
Here.
Il.
The.
Tuo.
Your.
Caffè.
Coffee. And Matteo, once again, says.
Grazie.
Time for our third and last challenging sound. The R, the Italian R sound, after the G. Gr.
Gr.
And here's a weird little secret to getting a good Italian R sound. Try saying grazie, but instead of an R, go for a D.
Grazie.
So, as you say this faster and faster, the D becomes more like the Italian R. Start slowly. Grazie. 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 Then speed things up and join them together. Grazie, 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 grazie.
Grazie.
So we call this a flicked R because of the way your tongue quickly flicks up back behind your teeth. It's actually the same sound you get if you speak American English and you say the T in words like butter or gutter, as in gotta go. The tongue just flicks up to the roof of the mouth. And in fact, you could also try saying gutter and gradually get rid of the sound between the G and the T. Gutter, 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 gutter. As you say it faster, you can hear the T becoming the Italian R. Gutter, 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 grazie.
Okay. So let's pull all those sounds together.
G, gr, gra, graz, grazie. Or working backwards.
Je, zie, azie, grazie.
Grazie, Matteo.
Prego.
Finally, we heard.
Amaro, come la vita.
Bitter, like life. Literally.
Amaro,
bitter,
come,
like,
la,
the,
vita,
life. And sometimes Italians say this when they don't take sugar in their coffee.
Yeah, it's a nice little joke that would definitely make Italians smile if you say it.
Next, Matteo said.
Grazie mille. Grazie mille. Grazie mille.
As you know, grazie means thanks. Mille means thousand. So grazie mille literally means thanks a thousand.
We use it when we want to say thanks so much or thanks a lot.
And we'll tell you a little secret about this phrase. I still make mistakes with this one.
Oh yeah. You sometimes say grazie mille. So grazie, instead of fully pronouncing the ye ending.
Yeah, I think it's because I'm saying something else straight after grazie, so it's easier to forget about the ye at the end of grazie. I'm hoping that by sharing this, it will make you more forgiving of your own pronunciation mistakes because they're completely normal. But you can already start pronouncing it better than I do by paying attention to the ye, grazie mille.
Grazie mille. Grazie mille. Grazie mille.
Grazie mille. Grazie mille. Grazie mille. Did I get it right?
Sì.
Grazie mille.
Grazie mille.
I got it wrong that time, didn't I?
No, it was right.
Grazie mille. So let's listen to the conversation one more time. Can you hear all those tricky sounds you just learnt? Vuoi un caffè?
Sì, grazie.
Zucchero?
No, grazie.
Ecco il tuo caffè.
Oh, grazie.
Amaro? Come la vita.
Grazie mille.
And grazie a te. Thank you for listening. As always, you'll find everything written down and bonus materials for this lesson by heading over to our website.
And if you think you might like to join us in our online Italian school, click the link in the description. We'll send you all the information as soon as the doors open.
See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima.